while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Hennepin County Sheriff is defending the office's overtime costs during Operation Metro Surge. More snow is on the way tonight, and a change is coming to the U of M's women's hockey program. But first, Governor Walz is proposing a new tech tax and plans for a historic sales tax cut in his 2026 budget proposal. The plan also offers up things like a new levy on social media giants to fund AI workforce readiness and expanded child care credits. But Walz admitted that some of these changes may mean some spending cuts in areas like disability services and senior care.
We are at the very top in expenditure. We are at the top in these services. That will continue to be there, but we're looking towards long-term sustainability in the future. So there are a few changes there.
Lawmakers are now set to negotiate these priorities under a deeply divided legislature. Minnesota Senate Democrats today revealed their own series of bills to combat and prevent fraud. Senator Aaron Mayquaid has a proposal to update and modernize equipment used in state agencies.
Counties and their employees have been getting by on technology patchworks and clever workarounds that are time-consuming, costly, and prone to error. People trying to exploit the weaknesses and loopholes are increasingly sophisticated for our 1994 systems.
Senate Democratic Leader Erin Murphy pointed out her caucus has a history of passing fraud prevention and accountability measures since gaining the majority, saying they're committed to vigilance and oversight. Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt is defending her office's overtime costs during Operation Metro Surge that totaled $1.3 million in January, which was $860,000 over budget. Witt tells WCCO Radio's Adam and Jordana.
To know that the last 3 years my overtime budget has been decreased, even though we're trying to make sure that we are getting our communities in a safer way, I don't have the option of saying no. We are going to show up, and we must do that, and we must be compensated accordingly for that.
Total expenses for the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office in January were $17.5 million, which is $2.3 million over the budget for the month. A staffing shortage with the Minneapolis Police Department prompts the Upper Midwest Law Center to file a lawsuit. The legal action asks the Hennepin County District Court to order Mayor Jacob Frey to comply with the Minneapolis City Charter's minimum police staffing requirement. Attorney Rachel Palouse.
UMLC has filed a petition for a writ of mandamus for the State District Court to compel Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey to hire an additional 100 police officers to fully staff the Minneapolis Police Department in compliance with the Minneapolis City Charter.
There are currently 630 sworn police officers in the city. Northern California-based Sutter Health plans to acquire Allina Health, creating a multi-billion dollar system. The deal announced today isn't final, but both sides say it will bring more than $2 billion worth of investments in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minneapolis-based Allina would continue running local operations, and executives say patients won't see any near-term changes in the doctors they see, services provided, or network coverage. The acquisition should be final by the end of the year. The Minnesota Timberwolves shedding some light on the health of Anthony Edwards. The team says an MRI revealed right knee inflammation and that he'll be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks. Edwards is out tonight as the Timberwolves host Phoenix at Target Center. It's the first back-to-back games at home for the Wolves, who host Utah tomorrow night. Portland's in town Friday. A change is coming to the University of Minnesota women's hockey program.
Brad Frost is out as the Gophers women's hockey coach after 19 seasons. University of Minnesota athletic director Mark Coyle making that announcement today, adding that they'll start a nationwide search immediately for the next coach. Frost led the Gophers to numerous WCHA titles and 4 national championships, with the last one coming in 2016. Gophers women's hockey finished 26-12-1 this season. They were bounced from the NCAA tournament this past weekend in a 4-2 loss against the Northeastern Huskies. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
After a blizzard stranded a Bloomington High School choir in L.A. this weekend, they're turning to the public to help recoup the $30,000 it cost to get home. Assistant director of the Bloomington Kennedy Show Choir, Matt DeMoke, tells WCCO's Jason DeRussia after their flight to Minneapolis was canceled Sunday night, over 100 students and chaperones had to navigate a multi-city trek home by plane and bus.
This was a trip that was already several thousands of dollars for our booster club and choir program to put on. And so we didn't just have the extra cash lying around. What we've been able to do is sort of hopscotch our way across the country to get home.
The group has already raised much of their goal to cover emergency travel costs, with organizers now waiting to see if further donations can bridge the remaining gap. More snow is on the way tonight, but it won't look anything like what we saw over the weekend. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says your drive home likely won't be an issue.
By the time it accumulates, we're talking this evening, so if you have St. Patrick's pinching plans into the night tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible. I think most get 1 to 2, but there could be a little spike here and there.
Another show confirmed for Mystic Lake Amphitheater this summer. Lil Wayne returns to Minnesota Saturday, July 18th with special guest 2 Chainz. This is the 29th show the new concert venue has booked for the year. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. Friday. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.